AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Severe thunderstorms with lots of lightning are hammering the Mid-Atlantic region at this hour. It's the same storm that ripped apart several Midwest communities the past couple of days. The rain is bringing some relief to folks who sweltered today from Washington, D.C. all the way south to Panama Beach, Florida.
Bill Bailey is drenched in sweat as he works on a building exterior here in downtown D.C.
Set out here in direct sunlight, there's no shade anywhere, and it's extremely hot.
Temperatures here hovering around 100, and the humidity has it feeling like it's about 105. It's that hot or even hotter along the Carolina coast and parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. The National Weather Service has issued heat advisories, but Bailey, he's still got to make it through the workday.
The secret's just drink water. Every 15 minutes, take a water break.
Violet Ikonomova, Washington.
Law enforcement is still working on clues, including DNA evidence developed when a homeowner in upstate New York spotted someone running from his hunting cabin in the Adirondacks.
The leads that were developed here on Saturday with the cabin that was apparently broken into have been the best and the strongest leads that we've had since this escape. First happened.
Franklin County Sheriff Kevin Mulverhill says deputies are beating the bushes around that cabin looking for two convicted killers who escaped from prison 18 days ago.
If they're here, we're going to find them. And if they're not here, then we're going to eliminate those areas.
A day after being challenged by Governor Nikki Haley to remove the Confederate flag from the Capitol grounds, South Carolina lawmakers have voted overwhelmingly to debate the issue. In the meantime, major retailers like Walmart and eBay are in the process of removing Confederate flags and other items bearing the stars and bars from their stores and websites. This is AP Radio News. The Boston Marathon bomber will be sentenced tomorrow.
There's no question about the sentence, death. The jury recommended it, and the judge is required to impose it. What we don't know is whether Johar Tsarnaev will say anything at his sentencing hearing. Will he apologize? Will he make a political statement attempting to justify the killings? The experts we talked to say there's no legal advantage to him speaking at the hearing. One said whatever he might say would likely be seen as too little, too late. I'm Rita Foley.
Police in New York City say a man suspected in a series of bias attacks on Asian women in Manhattan has been found dead in an apparent suicide. The man detailed in an online blog a plot to attack the women and then kill himself after he says 100 of them he approached one weekend refused to talk to him. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.